Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony calling from New York Opinion Research. Okay, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues and your opinions are needed. This is a quick survey. I want to take a few minutes of your time. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
I do.
All right, sir. And, just for qualification purposes, what is your zip code? I have it 12866. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right, sir. And are you registered to vote in the state of New York or like many people? Okay. All right, sir. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
All right. Thank you. All right. And just for qualification purposes for this survey, and what year were you born?
1953.
53, okay. Okay, sir, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, not Hispanic. Okay, and then what would you say is your race?
White.
Okay. All right, sir, and then what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
A bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Okay, and for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted, but I don't care to tell you.
As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices in November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain, probably 50-50, or probably not, or definitely not will vote?
Certain to vote.
Okay, thank you. All right, and how motivated are you to vote in November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated?
5.
A 5, okay. All right, so then how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power that you feel that your vote has, you know, on 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
0.
0, okay, thank you. All right, so then please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues in the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat agree, neither agree or disagree, or somewhat disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. All right, sir, now regardless of how enthusiastic are you about voting, how much do each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, or does not matter much, or does not matter at all, okay? The president election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris.
Matters a lot.
Protecting abortion rights.
Matters a lot.
Protecting LGBTQ rights.
Matters a lot.
And election for Congress, House of Representatives, or the Senate.
That matters a lot.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and now we know people, you know, get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates for issues? For each following, would you say the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, nothing will stop me. I want to vote and probably will. If it is, you know, convenient, I will vote. Or I doubt I will vote.
I probably will.
Okay, probably will. Okay, what about protecting abortion rights?
Matters a lot.
Would that be nothing will stop you? Probably will, or
probably
if it's convenient,
will.
Probably will. Okay, what about protecting LGBTQ rights?
Probably will.
Probably will. Okay, an election for Congress, House of Representatives or the Senate?
Probably will.
Probably will, all right. Okay, so I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for 2024 elections for president were held today, and would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or someone else, or would you not vote?
I would vote, but I don't care to disclose that.
Okay. All right, so now, what if you had to choose, you know, from whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Democrat, third-party candidate, other?
I don't want to disclose that.
Would not, okay, okay, we'll put that. Okay, if the 2024 election for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate, or third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
I don't care to disclose.
Okay, but if you had to choose, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate, Republican, third party, or will not vote?
It's just my business.
Okay, all right, sir. All right, so now, if you knew that protecting abortion access was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be, you know, to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated, someone more motivated, no change, someone less motivated, or much less motivated?
No change.
No change, okay. All right, sir, how much, if anything, have you heard about, you know, Proposition 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
Some.
Some. Okay, sir, here's the text of Proposition 1, okay? The amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November adds certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. Okay, adds anti-discrimination provisions to the state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. After, covers reproductive health care and autonomy. Okay, if yes, vote push these protections against discrimination in New York state constitution. If no, vote leaves the protections out of the state constitution. Okay, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on this amendment? Or are you undecided, or would not vote?
I would vote. I do not take care to disclose how I would vote.
Okay, so, but, would not... Okay, sir, well, this survey is about, you know, getting your opinion, sir. If I'm not getting any, so this survey is not gonna be any good.
Okay.
So I really thank you. Bye-bye.